We tricked you. This is Aaron Goldberg, and I'm in for Michael Patrick Leahy. It's 7:06 here on this Friday. You only got to deal with me for a little bit longer. By the way, you know, the end of the intro music here, the guy's going, shh. I'm thinking, every time I go, is he telling me to shush? Oh, no, it's just the music. In studio, we have all-star panelist Crom Carmichael. We have the chairman of the Mission America Foundation, Aaron Spradlin. And we have the esteemed vice chair of the Davidson County Republican Party, Bart Smith, joining us. You know, by the way, I have I'll be kind to Bart and Crom. Hey, Aaron, do you know what you cannot, the two things you cannot have or an attribute that you cannot possess or do and get elected in the state of Tennessee to office?
No, tell me.
You can't, A, have a man bun,
yeah,
and B, wear eyeliner in your Instagram videos.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You're 100% correct.
So... and both individuals that have those attributes were not elected to anything yesterday. So there you go.
Wow, we actually had who are those candidates?
I wasn't about the eyeliner.
Yeah, the eyeliner.
There are several women running in the race.
Oh, I'm talking about a man wearing eyeliner. I will let y'all do your research. Okay. You've seen these videos, but yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's a dude wearing eyeliner. He ran for office.
I knew everything about
this candidate. And he didn't. Was he?
And these are not the same people, mind you.
Was he a serious candidate?
He was actually. Okay. Did pretty well. He lost.
So he thought that he should wear eyeliner because just, you know, if you're going to go on TV, sometimes they put a little powder. So
well, that's
in
true.
So in my case, the glare on the forehead and the top of the head doesn't blind the viewer. So is the eyeliner for that same reason?
They call it guy liner.
A guy liner.
I don't know if this
very
is
clever.
I don't know if this is politically correct.
European invention.
But I would say more of the. He's a little bit of a fancy boy, kind of a.
All right. Okay.
So I don't know. Anyway. Okay. All right. All joking aside, Bart. You know, we kind of got shellacked here in the conservative.
Sometimes you need jokes at this hour. Oh
yeah.
When
well,
you
this
look
is
today's results.
This is the day after election day. We're all tired. I'm always froggy the day afterwards.
Now, what are your challenges, truly, in building a Davidson County Republican Party? Because at this point, frankly, there isn't one.
Well. I would disagree on that. I think it's a slow build. If you look at the last time we were running elections, in many areas we had no candidates whatsoever. So this time we managed to get judicial candidates. We had Jeff Horowitz running for judge. We had Johnny Ellis as a write-in. And then in some parts of Davidson County, you could be mistaken for thinking that the big race was the school board races rather than the 5th Congressional, because there were posters everywhere for Todd Pembroke, Kelly Phillips, and the other candidates. We actually had 200 vote watchers across Davidson County. So you're seeing, as kind of a slow build, the expansion of the party, and they responded to the Democrats blowing $70,000 in the last week of the election in the county races with 10,000 of their own from the Republican Party, which they've never done before.
Then what do you do at the local level? Let's assume that the Republican Party is stronger than it was 2 years ago.
Yes.
But it's still incredibly weak.
It is.
All right, so what do you do in my lifetime? And as you can see, looking across at me, that's not going to be a super long time, but I don't expect it to be super short. let's say 10 years.
Sure.
What are you going to do? Because I've lived here since 67.
Okay.
And the Republican Party in Davidson County has never been anything other than a very weak party.
Sure, sure.
What do you do to make it strong? What do you do?
they need to carry on with the operations developments that they're doing, setting up standing committees to recruit members, to have a professional membership system, the bare bones of any kind of organization, and they're still doing that. Once you have that, you'll have the cash flow coming in, and then you can start doing big plays to try and professionalize races. So that's what we're focusing on right now as a party in Davidson. And
but how do you do that, though? I mean, I understand that's what you have to do, and we have not successfully done that in 40 years.
Well, so. A lot of it's herding cats.
I understand. So yeah. What do you do?
Well, that is what you do is you need to get people into meetings, and you need to have clear agendas. You need to have people working together rather than infighting. And then you need to be strategic and focus on what you can win first. So if I'm going into the next to this November, I'm looking at Michelle Foreman's race versus Caleb Hemmer, and I'm saying, all right, well, Foreman's votes when she really romped home last time, 5,500 votes for Foreman versus 5,200 for Hemmer. So if you want to have at least one state representative that can win covering our county in Davidson, we need to focus on that.
Bart, we got to run, but you're still here, going to be in the studio after the break. So we got a lot more from Davidson County Republican Vice Chair Bart Smith, of course, Aaron Spradlin, and Crom Carmichael in the studio. We'll be back after the break. I'm Aaron Goldbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. See you in a minute. This is Aaron Goldbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy, who will be back on Monday. That's right, you're listening to the Tennessee Star Report, although it's kind of turned into the Tennessee Star Report Zoo with the full cast of characters here in the studio. Joining me is all-star panelist Crom Carmichael, the chairman of Mission America Foundation, who is doing everything they can to help the National Guard members, Aaron Spradlin, and then, of course, Davidson County Republican Party vice chairman, Bart Smith. Maybe he'll be chairman at some point in the future, you know.
No, but not on this than last night, probably not.
Now, what do you think is the advantage? Because Democrats clearly have an organizational advantage. Let's just use Davidson County.
Sure.
What is the why is it that they are better organized than Republicans?
I would say it's a traditional base for them in the big cities. They have a cash and demographic advantage, so it's one of their core.
And why do they have a cash advantage?
I suppose because they've been established ever since the end of the Civil War. This has been their base of support, right, for 150 years.
Could it also possibly be that government employee unions have vast amounts of resources and that they spend virtually all of it on behalf of the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Could that funding source, which, by the way, 100% of that 100% of that money comes from taxpayers.
That's incredible.
And you also, of course,
well, it does. I mean, it's government employees, so 100% of their pay comes from taxpayers.
And then, unfortunately, I mean, with everything to do with the city, you know, the Democrats have built an advantage with that. It is 7:20 here on 98.3 1510 WLAC, and I want to have a little bit of fun because last night in Davidson County was not fun for a lot of people if you are a conservative. And, you know, the citizens of the county that went and voted also shot their rights as taxpayers in the head with the referendum. But we had what amounted to be a hysterical story that got so much play yesterday. You brought it to me, Bart. Why don't we talk about the Pembroke sign stealing story? And obviously we have to be a little delicate about how we talk about it, but it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Well, that's something. Yes, this is a family show, so we'll have to be very careful on how we describe what happened and what we caught on camera. But essentially, the Todd Pembroke campaign, he was the school board candidate, Republican, Todd No Woke Pembroke, running in Brentwood and Antioch, Brantioch as they call it. He had an alarming number of his signs go missing. So I thought, what if we actually put one of those Apple tags that, you know, when you lose your key ring, they go in, you whistle or whatever, and you can find it on your phone. So we put one of those in a couple of the signs. That's right. And Todd did that, and one of them turned up at someone's house. So he got one of Nashville's finest police to go and confront the individual who had taken the sign. And when the policeman came to collect the signs, it wasn't just one sign. We are talking a whole stack of signs.
And now, isn't that against the law?
Heavily. And
I mean, isn't that a jailable offense?
Do we know how many signs there were, by the way?
It was over a dozen.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that a jailable offense?
I believe for a misdemeanor like that, it's like 4 days or something like that. You can be jailed for
And a significant fine?
A significant fine, and they were served with a misdemeanor. So I believe Todd Pembroke's going to take that all the way and push. I mean, this person that had stolen the signs then threw them off the porch in front of the cop at a trash can and proceeded to this is the delicate part, proceeded to expose themselves indecently to the public in front of a child. And, I mean, it's pretty disturbing stuff. I mean, they were a fully paid-up member of the liberal dyed hair from California Brigade. I mean, they are from California, so, I mean, this is just crazy.
Now, are they a member of any organization? Are they?
Well, when you look at the pictures from social media, you can see a lot of connections to Black Lives Matter, Antifa.
Right wing watch.
Well, no, I mean, are they officially any? Are they an employee of any particular organization?
Well,
that might be tied to this. I'm trying to get at here, Aaron, is that we always walk away instead of trying to take it to court and create such discomfort for the other side that they will at least think twice about that strategy again.
Right.
And if we just walk away and think it's all funny,
those signs are expensive.
Then, well, it's not just the signs are expensive. That's destroying the other person's.
That's right, democratic principle.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and so my question is, will Pembroke will the Republican Party support Pembroke in investigating this to the fullest extent to see if he's a member of some organization that can be sued for a lot of money?
I would like to think they would, and I'll propose that at our next executive.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yep. So. I can't believe I actually saw this, but at the end of the video, so when the lady was confronted.
Which is on the Davidson County Republican Party YouTube.
Yeah, she was, it's been a long couple days. She was fully clothed when she was at her door, right? And then suddenly she's out not wearing fully clothes, and then at some point decides to flash onlookers.
Oh, so this is a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And
you're giving more and more information. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's right.
So pronouns, pal. No.
That's right.
And then at one point in this video, she starts flipping the bird at people. And I think I saw this right part that her little daughter did at the end too, right?
Yeah, assuming that's who it was.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, there's a young child flipping the bird in this.
I hope it was it. Yeah.
I hope it's her daughter instead of something else. But she sent for writing the story. I got a very odd email last night that explains completely the mental state of this person. So I don't need to read it on the air, but yeah, it did end with "stay woke," and I was very bizarre. But
there you go.
So there's the funny thing is
well, that's what we're up against.
Yeah, sign stealing is kind of a time honored nefarious tradition in politics. They're not quite like this lady here, but...
I think there was some case here in Tennessee fairly recently where a Republican got caught stealing signs.
And literature,
We talked about that. And what I'm saying is the authorities came down hard on person. I don't think that person just got off lightly.
Okay, that sets an interesting precedent.
What I'm saying is I'm going back in my memory here. And it may be that I'm thinking about something that happened in another state, but I believe that that when a Republican does something that is illegal in a campaign, I believe that they pay a significant price.
Yeah, it's almost like there's two sets of laws, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just think that you all should do everything you can to make this person. And I'm particularly interested to know if this person was associated even loosely with some other organization through texts or emails or contributions or payment. You know, who do they work for?
Right. We should get to the bottom of it.
Get to the bottom of it. This is not just funny.
No.
Well, put the shoe on the other foot, right? If this is a Republican we're talking about stealing Democrat signs, then we would know who their great-grandparents were.
Glenn Funk would be all over
it. Yeah, that's right. You know, the press would have a root canal and all that on them and know everything. But it's unfortunate. But I'm trying. Have you ever? Is this the first time you've ever seen sign stealing?
Oh no! No, I was on some primaries out in Michigan back in the day, and we had people leaving their flyers by every sign that was stolen, like a calling card.
Yeah.
So there were all kinds of crazy things.
In Virginia. I was aware of this. The people that would steal the they would steal the signs one way or the other, were college kids. Like there would be the Democrats and the Republicans. There'd be a group of college Democrats or college Republicans that people would call and go, "Yeah, get rid of our opponent's signs."
Well, the best thing to do, I Googled it, is you get axle grease, the translucent stuff,
yeah,
and then glitter, and then you just basically just coat your signs.
Or just sit on your porch with a shotgun in your hand. That'll discourage anybody
it's
from
a very
stealing
American
anything.
Solution.
Yep. This is Aaron Goldbernson. I'm in for Michael Patrick Leahy. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. We'll be back after the break.